let me officially welcome the LDM audience. Amen. Praise God. This is your first service in the Victory Dome. Amen. So you're welcome. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. All right. Today we're talking about seven ways to be a more attractive person. Seven ways to be a more attractive person. We specifically use two words there. The word more, because somebody can say I'm already attractive, but you can be more attractive. Then we use the word attractive, not beautiful. Okay, because generally people understand the term beautiful to have to do with your appearance. But attractiveness is not limited to your appearance. Praise the Lord. Okay, as a matter of fact, let me quickly just even read out two definitions quickly. One of the definitions of beauty is having qualities that are pleasant to the eye. It's one of the definitions of beauty. Having qualities that are pleasant to the eye. So largely, beauty is limited to appearance, and that is why there's a lot of issues, a lot of effort concerning how people look. A lot of people even bleach. A lot of people, in fact, nowadays what's raining now is surgery. They do tummy tuck and liposuction and a lot of other things because they are trying to deal with the outward. Okay. But attraction or attractiveness has to do with the power to attract. That's what it simply means, the power to attract. And anybody can have that. Everybody should have that. If you are already married, okay, for instance, if you are single, I don't have to explain to you that you need to be attractive. You know that one. If you are single, you need to be attractive. I don't have to preach that one to you. But if you are married, you might be thinking, oh, pastor, we are already married. You know, they don't put us on the flight. They say, oh, this one, we might not need to come. We're already married. No. Even when you are married, you need to stay attractive. There are many marriages that started like that today. Everybody have gone their separate ways because the person stopped being attractive. So even when you are married, even when you are 10 years in the marriage, even after you've had all your children, it's important for you to still learn the art of remaining attractive. I tell people that any marriage can work and any marriage can fail. Any marriage can work and any marriage can break. It depends on the two people involved. So even if you are married, you still need to learn to be attractive. You need to know it. Now, even if you don't like marriage at all, you say, pastor, I don't want to hear about marriage. It's business. If you are in business, you want to be attractive to attract your customers, to attract the right kind of clients. So you still need to be attractive. So no matter what you do, you have to master the art of being attractive. All right. So let's begin to look at some of the, because we are not looking at the worldly principles, we're looking at some of the godly principles that will help you be a more attractive person. And let me quickly say this. Because of the need, because every human being wants to be attractive, that's the truth, whether they admit it or not. Every human being wants attention. So a lot of ladies, because of that need for attention, they've started going naked. And you see, it has become a tough competition now. The more attractive you want to be, or the more attention you need, the lower or the smaller your piece of clothing is. Something some people call dress now is a piece of clothing. It's a piece of clothing. Why are they wearing those short things and those open things? They are looking for attention. It's just simple and plain. Simple and plain. They are looking for attention. So in the mind of a girl, if you say you are dressing fine, or you are dressing glamorous, or you are dressing, you know, to be beautiful, what registers in the average woman's mind is you are naked. Check, let me give you an example. When ladies want to go for parties, I mean worldly ladies now. In the world now, I don't mean you born again. I mean worldly ladies now. I went for my department when I was in higher institution. They were doing departmental party. I was born again for a long time. So when I had departmental party, I said, okay, I'm in the department. I can go. In my mind, you know, I got born again very young. So how parties were at that time, I thought that was what they are talking about. You know how parties were at that time? Guess where jeans that time to party? As a complete one, jeans from up to down. So I went for departmental party. Nah, man. They nearly blind me. I nearly lose my calling with my eyes. They nearly blind me. So all these guys are just normal in his class. They were all naked. I'm not ashamed. They were all naked and not ashamed. I had to go to my room. Nobody told me. Nobody advised me. I went to my room. They said the reading has not even started. I said, don't worry, my own have finished. I'm going. So in the eyes of girls, when there's a party or something, we are going for something hot, it means we are going to be very naked tonight. It's all because of the need for attention. And you can be attractive without being naked. The kind of people you will attract by being naked, trust me, they are not the kind of people you will keep. The kind of man you want to attract by opening your clothes, you won't be able to keep him. Because other people will open their clothes too. So let's look at some of the principles here that will help us be more attractive. Number one, develop a healthy self-esteem. If you want to be a more attractive person, develop a healthy self-esteem. There is something about a person that has a healthy self-esteem. What does a healthy self-esteem mean? Esteem basically is talking about how you see yourself. There are three levels of esteem. There is the low self-esteem. There is the high self-esteem. Somebody that has an exaggerated exaggerated esteem of himself. So he believes every other person is inferior to him. Then there's the middle point where you have a healthy self-esteem. Like I said, esteem simply talks about how you value yourself, how you see yourself. Your esteem has nothing to do with how people see you. A healthy self-esteem is about how you see yourself. You need to have a healthy self-esteem. It sounds so simple, but it will amaze you that a lot of the things you do are determined by your self-esteem. A lot of the decisions you make are controlled by your self-esteem. The value you place on yourself. You must have a healthy self-esteem. And you know the funny thing about it is how you see yourself is how other people will begin to see you. In Numbers chapter 13, the Bible said they sent the children of Israel to spy the land. And they went and spied the land, and they came back and said with their own mouth, in Numbers 13, they said, we are like giants. We're like grasshoppers. Before them, he said, and so were we in their own sight. They said, we saw ourselves as grasshoppers, and they also saw us as grasshoppers. People will see you the way you see yourself. If you keep beating yourself over the head, if you keep telling yourself there's nothing good about you, if you keep telling yourself that you are not a good person, if you keep telling yourself that you are not worth it, that is how people will begin to see you. There's something attractive about a person that has a good self-esteem, about a person that is confident. Oh, I wish sometimes I can just impart a self-esteem, a healthy self-esteem to people. Too many people, you see, let me tell you the way life works. You are either the one showing the way or you are in the crowd. You must quickly decide where you want to be. The crowd are those who are trying to catch what is raining, trying to catch what is going on. It's not everything someone is doing or that people are doing that you must do. When you have a healthy self-esteem, you have grown to the stage where you know the things that you must do and the things you cannot do. So someone with a low self-esteem, once all his or her friends start doing something, they have to do it. If all my friends are wearing short skirt, say that's a raining skirt now. Skirt doesn't get long. Who said so? Who said so? You must have a healthy self-esteem. It just controls you. I was watching an interview when they were interviewing Michael Jackson's mom on Other's TV show, and they were asking her about when he started doing job on his nose, that he just believed that his nose was not fine. He said the mother was convincing him, you know, it's okay. He said, no. And he did the first one. Came back and said, no, okay. He went again, did the second one. The mother was saying he got to a stage where the nose even became too small. She went out and told him, your nose is too small, it's too small. Because he was cutting it, he was removing, reducing it every minute. Until nearly even the two holes now become one hole. And they showed his picture before he touched his face. And they showed his picture when he had massacred his face. That guy died before this one. They said, he has died since. They showed the two pictures. Before he touched his face, he was a fine boy. After he touched his face, is he boy now? We can't call him boy. That one's not a man again. It was a fine teen. That's not a teen, no? I can't call him. I don't know what they call him, man or woman. You see, there was nothing wrong with his face. There was something wrong with his mind. He just believed. This was his mother talking, not me. His mother was saying it. He just believed there was something wrong with his face. There are people here today that are consumed with a belief that there's something wrong with your leg. Every day, just walks. Yeah, this is my leg. I wish it just straight past this. No, it is straight enough. Are you here? There are some people that are so obsessed. They say, if I was just 2 inches taller. No, you are tall enough. Say, if I was just a bit more fair than this, I'm too dark. If I was lighter than this, things would be better. No, you are dark enough. You were created exactly the way you needed to be. God did not make a mistake. Anybody taller than you is too tall. Anybody shorter than you is too short. Hallelujah. Be happy with who you are. There's an attraction that confidence brings. Be happy with who you are. Anybody lighter than you is too light. Anybody darker than you is too dark. Be happy with who you are. Do you know there is no other you in the whole of the earth? And you want to change yourself? Don't try to change yourself. You're a masterpiece. Hey, some of you to go and get my message on self-esteem. It's a full message. Go and buy it. It will help you. Trust me. Buy for yourself and buy for your friend. It will help you. On self-esteem. Do you know the more rare an artwork is, the more expensive it is? And you are like artwork. There is no other you. Do you understand? You know, when we sing to God, there is no one like you. We can sing it to you too. There is no one like you. Do you understand? There is no... if you think about it, you will trip for yourself. You will go to the mirror and blow yourself a kiss. You will blow yourself a kiss and you will catch it. What I'm saying is this. The world that started millions of years ago, since the beginning of the world, there has not been anybody like you. Right now, there are over 6 billion people alive. Inside that 6 billion, there is no one like you. Even after you die, millions of years after now, there will be no one like you. You are a masterpiece. You ought to be walking with dignity. This is the only you this world will ever see. You don't understand, I'm special. Hallelujah. This is the only Kingsley the world will ever see. So even if my shoe is tattered, I am special. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6. DJ, screen. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6. You are special. You are not trying to be special. That's the trap a lot of people are in. They are trying to be special. No, you are already special. If you change yourself, you will not become like someone else. Photocopy is 2 naira. I don't know how much it is now, but all this. It's 2 naira. In other words, photocopy is always cheap. The original is the one they laminate. They try to preserve it. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6. He said, for thou art an holy people unto the Lord thy God. Say, the Lord thy God hath chosen thee to be what? A special people unto himself above what? All people upon the face of the earth. Friends, I'm special. I'm telling you. After today's meeting, come and shake my hand. This is the only Kingsley. If you go to UK, there's no one. If you go to America, this is the only Kingsley there is and there will ever be for the rest of this life. Ah, let me shake myself. If you won't shake me, I shake myself. I'm special. I'm telling you, I'm special. I'm special. There's no one like me. Don't try to change yourself. Some people are so obsessed. If I was just a bit fairer, or a little darker. I know the funny thing, that thing you are trying to be, somebody else is even trying to run away from it. Do you know, like I said one time, Michael Jackson is the most imitated musician in the world. Everybody wants to be like Michael. They wear sofa, they put car, they don't do, dun, 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 dun. Millions of people, even when he died, you saw all the people that were dancing like him, singing like him, dressing like him. Millions of people, even some people that are even doing wedding, they now wear man, now wear one glove, just to be like Michael Jackson. Even all the by the way, a man should not wear a glove in wedding. So, we are not Michael Jackson. So, with all the millions of people trying to be like Michael Jackson, even him didn't want to be himself. You see, the crowd, don't be in the crowd, though. Reject being in the crowd. Millions of people were trying to be like him, and he did not even like himself. Be happy with you. You are enough. The Bible says you were fearfully and wonderfully made. That's Psalm 139 verse 14. Show it on the screen. I've never seen it before. Psalm 139 verse 14. You were fearfully and wonderfully made. The Bible says we are his workmanship. That means you're a masterpiece. Hey. You know most of the clothes you wear, they made them plenty. The material you used to sew your gown, they have it plenty in the market. You're not the one that has it though. But you are the only one that God created. He now put his label behind your neck. Only you. Look at this. Psalm 139 verse 14. He said, I will praise thee for I am what? Fearfully and what? Wonderfully and marvelously made. I am made. I'm wonderfully made. Fearfully. It doesn't mean God was afraid of him. He was careful. Do you understand that? He was careful. I'm sure it took him days. He created the world in 6 days, but I'm sure your own, it took him like 60 days. So he was careful and fearful. We touched one person, no. So let me go and rest. Tomorrow I'll come again. I'll come again. Clean one. So, this guy correct. Okay. I said, Lord, this guy is used to start school by now. I said, no, let me finish making it. I'm working on something. We're fearfully and wonderfully made. So be happy with who you are. Don't look for material things to give you self-esteem. Oh God. Like I said, this message, this issue of self-esteem, it's not the message about, I can preach it for 1 year. This issue of self-esteem, I see people being controlled every day. You know, some people, they wear a shirt that has a man's name. They will feel on top of the world. See, this is Louis Vuitton. No, you see, it's not when I wear his clothes that I feel important. He should feel important that I'm wearing his clothes. Don't be in the crowd. Don't be in the crowd. Don't be in the crowd. Don't be among the masses. Because you were made a meaningful specific. If God wanted to be in the masses, they would have given back to at least 1,000 of you believe you came. You would have been mass produced. God sat down to make only you. You now come down and join mix in the crowd. If he wanted you in the crowd, it would have produced 1,000 of you. Boom! I know in Alaba, they'll just make under 1,000. Boom! join. The hand won't be straight. Don't worry. Allow my own just join mix to your real one. They made only you. Only you. Do you know human beings are still the things that people have not been able to recreate? It's only you. So be happy. Don't say, because I wear this shoe or I don't wear this shoe, I will now feel happy. If you walk bare feet, you are still a masterpiece. Let me tell you, if Michael Jackson started walking bare feet, you know a lot of people start doing it. But you, because your shoe is not, your shoe has chopped, you will not be feeling bad. Relax. Michael Jackson used to wear clothes that didn't touch, trousers that didn't touch ground. If I wear it now, the same person don't know what's up. Michael Jackson wore it and wore white socks. White socks that we wear in primary school. White socks. You wear white socks. And everybody will be happy. Say, oh, you wave somebody, they'll die. What am I saying? Be proud of who you are. If you stay consistent enough in the way you are, people will start to copy it. Don't be moved by what people are saying or what they are not saying. Hallelujah. Confidence attracts. It makes you more attractive. Have a good self-esteem. Your self-esteem should come from your relationship with God. Do you know if you were the only sinner alive, Jesus would have still died for you? He didn't die for us as a crowd, though. He died for you as a person. Feel important. You're already important. You're already special. The second one, second thing that can help you to be more attractive is be joyful. You will notice that most of the things I'm going to mention today, you don't even have to have money to have them. You don't have to be rich to have them. They are free. You don't have to be able to afford tummy tuck. Be joyful. The Bible says he that must have friends must show himself what? Friendly. Be joyful. Be joyful. There's something attractive about a joyful person. I'm not talking about happiness. Happiness is usually tied to something that's to an external thing. Joy is a fruit of the Spirit. Galatians chapter 5. Joy is a fruit of the Spirit. As a believer, joy has been imparted to you spiritually. It doesn't have anything to do with whether the economy is good or whether you have money or not or whether you have a job or not. No, joy is a fruit of the Spirit. It's something that just helps you radiate. You're just joyful. It's a fruit of the Spirit. The Bible says, a merry heart doeth good like what? Medicine. That means when you have a merry heart, people will look at it as if you are taking something extra. As if you are rubbing a certain kind of cream. They say, what are you using? Your skin is so fresh. What are you using? Oh, I'm joyful. I'm taking a dose of God. The Bible says, a merry heart doeth good like what? Medicine. Proverbs 17, what? 22. Look at it. A merry heart doeth good like what? Like medicine. Say, but a broken spirit does what? Dries the bones. Some people are so depressed and so sad, it's making you unattractive. Don't say, I'm getting old. No man is proposing to me and you're walking about squeeze. No. If you squeeze your face, even the man that was thinking of coming to when he see your face, hey, Jaron. You must be joyful. Don't take your problems too seriously. Everyone has challenges. Don't make it a personal issue. Don't make it look as if you're the only one in the world going through something. The Bible said that as long as you're in this world, you will have tribulation. There will be challenges. But he said, don't worry, I'll give you the victory. So don't say, Pastor, you can see, I'm 30-something now. No man has come to me, and you now start squeezing your face. Maybe there's one man that was gathering confidence for the past 3 years to come. You now see your face. Now see, auntie. At the halo. Because he's afraid. Or you now squeeze your face so much. Even there's a man that came to church. God has told him to come to this church, that his wife is here. He now comes. He says, Lord, I can't see her. I can't see her. God said, that's her, but her face is squeezed. She's the one. They won't be able to recognize you. Remain joyful. No matter what you're going through, joy is already inside you. That's why Apostle Paul said, rejoice. Rejoice means it's an outward expression of joy. It's a lively expression of joy. I've met people that are old in age, but because they are very lively, they look young. Yes, that's how it should be. You know, in Africa, we have mindsets. There are things we believe old people should not do. How can a old man be dancing like this? Dance, if you keep you young. How can a old man be laughing like this? Laugh. How can a old man be going for a comedy show? Go! Going to Africa, won't believe when you're old. Don't believe you just go and sit down. Fold your legs, stand in the back corner, and be collecting greeting. Everybody that passing greet you. That will make you happy. Who said old man can't play football? Who said old man can't play basketball? Ah, as I'm here, I have PSP, computer game. I play tough one. I play tennis on tough. I bought one. It was so sweet. And I bought for one of my son. That is in secondary school. I bought for him. You need this thing. It's sweet. Oh. I bought for him. But I told him I won't give him if he doesn't pass in school. So he's still in my house. I'm still playing it two of them. Until he do well in school. And when he comes on a day, I allow him to play small. I say, take it back, go and read. When you succeed first. but you see Nigerians, when you start working, serious, everything is serious. So work. You say, you wake up 2 a.m., leave for office 4 a.m., get to the office at 8 a.m. because you stay in traffic for 4 hours. Then you close 8 p.m., stay in traffic again for another 4 hours. Get home 12 noon. When are you going to smile? You're going to get old on time. Now you see young men of 32, 31, they have gray hair now. Relax. Relax. You see, some things, you must learn that your worry will not change some things. Oh, that's one of the deliverance every human being needs. Then you realize that worry does not change anything. If you worry or you don't worry, dollar rates will not come down because of your worry. So go and rest. If you worry or don't worry, they won't change government policy for that because you're worrying. So you must identify two things quickly. The ones you can do nothing about, go and sleep. The ones you can change, then go and change it. There's a Chinese or Japanese proverb that said, if your problem has a solution, then don't worry. It can be solved. If your problem has no solution, then don't worry. Because it can be solved. Whether you worry or not. I think that's good advice. Don't worry. Learn to be joyful. Some people don't have good shock absorbers. So any single problem, they give it emotional strength. Look, as a human being, you have limited emotional strength. You can't react to everything. There are some things you must hear and forget it. Say, 10 people died in the accident on the road. Just don't even say, who win match? That's not man, you match. Pastor, people died. Okay, what you want to go there? Say, what if I know someone there? If you know someone there, you will hear after a while. Don't worry. Don't keep giving out emotional strength to every single thing that you hear. Don't worry yourself about it. Don't worry yourself about it. Hallelujah. They asked one of my mentors, Kenneth Hagin, because they say told them he doesn't worry. Because the Bible said, be careful for nothing. The Bible said, cast all your cares upon the Lord. Do you know what that means? That means you don't worry about anything. You give all your cares to God. And he was telling them that, and they told him, so his wife was surprised. Wife, so you won't worry about anything? He said, nothing. So the wife said, what if me and the children just drop dead and die? He said, so what would be the use of worrying by that time? So if you have dropped dead and died, why am I going to worry about that? You are dead. There's nothing to worry about. Be anxious for nothing. That's Philippians 4, what? 6. Be anxious for nothing. Paul said, rejoice evermore. Is that not powerful? He said, rejoice evermore. He was writing a letter to a church. One of the instructions he told the church was rejoice. Just jump. Pa, 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 da, pa, da, pa. Just say, don't rejoice evermore. Rejoice evermore. Hallelujah. Sometimes I like supporters club, those people that come. They are leading people for service. They're still playing pa, 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 da, pa, da. They don't go. If I lose 100-0, they will still be blowing support. That's how you must be in life. Say, rejoice evermore. Another place, he said, rejoice, and again, I say unto you, rejoice. Do you know most of those letters that Paul was writing and telling people to rejoice, he was in prison. Is that not amazing? Somebody is in prison. He's telling people that are free, that rejoice. Someone has to face too strong. Rejoice. I mean, they are the ones supposed to be writing him. That he should take it easy, eh, Paul? It is well, eh? Take it easy, though. No! He was the one writing them to rejoice. Because he had the fruit of the Spirit. Most people worry about their past mistakes. Forget your past mistakes. You can't correct them.
Move on. Say, remember not the former things. Move on. Hallelujah. Of course, scientists have told us that it takes more muscles to frown than it takes to smile. Do you notice that children smile and laugh a lot? They found out that children laugh and smile like 1,000 times more than adults. That's why they are so happy. They are so fresh. An adult frowns like 1,000 times for no reason. Everything is annoying you. And do you know the average Nigerian is annoyed? When you are driving on the express, you know. It look as if two of you had fought yesterday and the fight is continuing. So, hey, who told you? There was one guy that was blocking the door. I tried to tell him, okay, move your truck, make it. He said, no, who told you? I said, what? Wait, you see me for a dream? He's already annoyed from where he's coming from. The average person is frustrated. I don't know why. Why are you frustrated? Okada, we drive wrong. You abuse you. What are you shouting? What's going on? All of us can pass one by one. Who pass? What's going on? And the thing that is spending me, where they are rushing to, there's nothing, there's no light to. No light at home. We're just rushing home. What are you rushing home to do? No light. If I see a Japanese or a Chinese man, if I see a Chinese man rushing home, maybe he's going to mass produce something he has seen. If I see a Japanese man rushing home, maybe he's going to invent something. If I see a Nigerian rushing home, what are you? You don't produce anything. The whole nation, we don't produce anything. We import toothpick. We're importing water. It's usually like they stop importing water. We're importing water before in bottle. So if a Nigerian rushing home, I know he's fooling himself because he's not going to invent anything. He's not going to produce. He has no factories to produce anything. He's just rushing. There's even no light to go and watch match. He's just rushing home. He's just rushing home. It's a spirit controlling him. Where they go? Why are you not allowing the person to enter the traffic? You want to block him? You, where you they go? Okay, go. Where are you going? No, he's just rushing. Yeah, he has been depraved in his mind. He believes the world is about to finish. He wants to rush to where? You are rushing home. There's no fuel in the gen. And the later you get on, the better for you so that you have more fuel to use tonight. If you rush home now, 100 from 6, by 10 you have to off it. So why are you running? What are you running to do? People are just rushing. Usually when I drive very slow and gentle. I see people overtaking me. He has produced nothing. There's no lab. If I see a Chinese man or a Japanese running, he might have an idea. I want to go and experiment in the lab. Nigeria, you don't get lab. No light. You're just running. Just running. There's a guy in the Bible that David sent a bull to go and fight war. So they had a message to go and give him. So one guy say he wants to run. They say, you didn't see any. You have no message. But he say he just wants to run. So they called on that person. Let the person that saw the war go and give the message. They called that person and sent the person. He still told your guy, let me just still run. He didn't have a message. So he ran and overtook the person that they sent and got to the king. The king said, okay, what the message? He said, hey, somebody's coming with the message. Man, I just run. That's what the love Nigerians do. No message. I'm just running. So they told him, stand like this. Let the person that brought the message come. So he still stood, and the person now rebels. So why are you just running? I'm sure that guy was a Nigerian. He's a Nigerian that traveled abroad to Israel that time. He said, I'm just run. Say, why? No, I'm gifted in running with a rush from where we come from. So be joyful. Hallelujah. People like those people that liven an environment. They are people that when they enter a place, everywhere is joyful. Do you know this kind of people, Abby? Once they enter, no matter what's going on, they're able to make everybody happy and lively. People are always attracted to those people because they have joy flowing from them. Number what? Number three, you have to start rushing the rest. Find your purpose. A person with purpose is always attractive. A person that has found their unique abilities or that has found their own unique assignment is always attractive. Find your purpose. The Bible said the gift of a man makes room for him and brings him before great men or before kings. Find it. Everybody looks attractive in their area. When you go to a lawn tennis court or a tennis court, Who are the most attractive people on the court? The players. They're in their field. They're in their place. So you see everybody greeting Federer, you know, greeting everybody, Nadal. They're in their place. When you go to a football field, who are the most attractive people? The players. They're in their place. They're in their place. Everybody hailing them. Hey! They're greeting the crowd. Stay in your place. You'll be celebrated. Stay in your place. Find your unique gifting. There's a joy. Every man or woman of purpose is attractive. There's a joy that flows. There's a radiation that flows when you're in your place. You look attractive. Find your place. Find your place and stay there. You will start to glow. A lot of people don't have any purpose or vision for their lives. In fact, a lot of women, their purpose or vision is just to marry. So what's your vision for 2011? To marry. What was your vision for 2010? To marry. 2009? To marry. Go and get a higher calling. There should be a purpose for your life. Because many people don't understand, marriage itself is not an end. Marriage is only a means to an end. It's like a vehicle to bring you fulfillment. So when you marry, it's supposed to be, yeah, a help meet. You're supposed to have a purpose or something. So when two of you come together, the Bible says two are better than one, they will have a good reward for their labor. So the marriage is not the end on its own. There's something we are coming together to do. Something we're coming together. And you see, that thing we come together to do is what will keep us excited all through the marriage. When you see marriages that face crisis quickly, you will find out that the two people just came together for marriage. And in their mind, maybe they thought when you just marry, it will be like a movie. Slow motion. I do. And stars will just be sparking. Pow, pow, pow. After you marry, yes, you do honeymoon, yes. All the people you are owing, photographer and co you are owing, they will come and collect their money. Uh-huh. After that, nothing else. They are tired. So, how are you? So, I'm fine. What of you? Are they? So, you don't get anything what you want to do. They are both bored. They are bored and tired. Because there's no other higher purpose than the marriage. So, if you notice nesting, they say, hey, let's have children. Plenty, like six. And you know, the children, yes, you have children after a while, yeah, they will keep you busy, but they will grow and go. That's why some people, their parents, they want to live their own life and also live through their children. Because they don't have any life. So they'll chase children. Hey, come. You come here. They want to choose who the person will marry, choose everything, choose his job. Go and get a life. Hallelujah. Get a life. Marriage will be boring if there's no purpose. If marriage, and that's why a lot of women have issues sometimes. They marry, in their mind, they think if I just marry him, he'll sit there every day and be entertaining me. He will listen to me. So why don't you marry? I want someone that will listen to me. Go and get a counselor. Not marriage, yo. If you go and get a psychiatrist that is paid to listen to you. Because your husband's assignment will not be to listen to you. He will go to work. When he comes back from work, he will eat. When he eats, he will watch news. When he watch news, he will sleep. If there's match, you watch match and he will sleep. He is not be listening to you. So many women complain, you're not listening to me because that's not his assignment. So if that's why you want to marry, go and look for, go and hire someone that will listen to you. Hallelujah. Get a purpose. Get a purpose. Praise God. Number what? 4. Mental development. Build your mind. Build your mind. Hey! Build your mind. This one is tough. Develop your mind. Ecclesiastes chapter 8 verse 1. It says, wisdom makes the face of the wise to shine. There's something about knowing, about being knowledgeable that makes you attractive. Ecclesiastes 8:1. It says, who is as a wise man and who knoweth the interpretation of a thing? It says, a man's wisdom maketh what? His face to shine, and the boldness of his face shall be changed. When you are the one that knows you are attractive, develop your mind. Oh, yes, you don't have to know everything about something, but know something about everything. You can't know everything, but at least have an appetite for knowledge. Many young people today, they don't want to read. They don't want to build their minds. It's all about makeup and painting your body and dressing, wearing this shoe, that shoe. Build your mind. In the night at home, you won't wear your shoe. When you are married, you won't wear that high heel on the bed. You will wash the makeup. The only thing that will be on the bed, apart from your body, is your mind. And many don't have. Develop your mind, friends. Know something about everything. Know, develop an appetite for knowledge. Read books. I will never value a woman that does not read. You can't engage me. I met a lot of fine girls before I met my wife. Pooh, some of them. Oh, let me show you something the Bible says before I say what I was saying. You think I'm not saying? Let me show you. The Bible too agrees. Proverbs 11:22. Look at it on the screen. A jewel of gold in a pig's snout. So is a fair woman. That word fair means fine woman, which is without what? Discretion. Give me on that version, like message. Abi, give me message translation. DJ. Thank you. He said, like a gold ring in a pig's snout. Say, it's a beautiful face on what? An empty head. I'm telling you, what I'm teaching is from Bible. How to be attacked from Bible. It's not Hollywood or not. It's a lotomy talk. This one is Bible. Say, that is how, like a pig, like a gold ring in a pig. Have you seen pig in action inside that? Say, imagine a gold ring in his nose. Say, that is how it is when you see a fine girl that has an empty head. Hey, and I've seen many. I've seen many. You just see the girl. She looked as if it's from magazine. They cut her out. Very fine. I said, they don't create this one. They don't burn this one. Or they make this one. Hello? This one was this girl too fine. And people are attracted when you just come near her. Just take one thing. I said, they go. Dull as anything. And you see, whenever they start telling a girl, you are so fine, it's sort of just, most times, the girl will just stop growing mentally. She just becomes obsessed with her looks. Every minute, look at me, bros. She just becomes so obsessed with her looks, she will not build her mind again. Be careful of all this, but you're too fine. You're so fine. Go and read. Build your mind. Because you will not look that good forever. You see, girl, wrinkles will start. I watched one TV show. They were asking girls, it was a competition, so they were asking them questions. So they asked the girl, who is the person that officiates, I don't know whether it's tennis or basketball or something. They said, who is the person that officiates the game? They gave her options. They didn't say, go and think and come on. They gave her option. A, they say A is umpire. B is referee. C is watchdog. I beg, which one did you say she choose? Watchdog. I mean, how dull. Watchdog. As in they brought dog to the basketball court or which one? Watchdog. They didn't say go and think at home. They gave you options. Who officiates game? Umpire, referee. Even if you miss the umpire, at least referee will not say, okay, you made an attempt. Then I put watchdog. And out of all this is watchdog. Then she put watchdog. And somebody said that again. I said, she's so fine, but she's so dumb. Beauty can attract the man, oh. It is mental development that will keep him. You must remain smart. Sometimes when I see the way some men talk to their wives, you will know that the woman has not built her mind at all. He doesn't counter. You see, when human beings are talking, he doesn't counter. So let me go and talk to people. You are not... Because she's just a doll. You know what they call doll baby? Just put her in one corner of the house. Where you buy furniture, just put her there. I'll be taking a picture. Just stay there. Just pose like... Stay there. She's like furniture in the house. She can't contribute mentally. No mental development. Build yourself. How do you build yourself? Like I said, read books. Read. When you are waiting in a lounge or in a waiting room or something, take up a magazine, read something. Not only fashion magazine, not only makeup magazine. Read something that builds your mind. Read, just read. Anything you see, read. Anything. My medical books, anything, read. It expands your mind. It expands your mind. It might be even on sports. Read. Because sometimes a mom, it might just like you because you can talk football. Say, you know Asna? He say, yes, you know Asna. Ah. Give me your phone number. You know Asna. Because some girls, when they hear Chelsea, they think it's dry gin. There's Chelsea Football Club. They don't know. Know something. Know what's going on. You don't have to know everything, but just know something. That small thing you know can be the thing that will keep you talking. Hallelujah. So read. Number two, ask questions. Anywhere you are, when you hear a new... ask my wife. If I hear a new word, I ask her. You know, some people are so proud. They hear a word, they say, why are you fooling yourself? You don't know. So we ask. What does that word mean? After I ask that day, I've known it forever. And nobody needs to know you're the one that told me. But some people are so proud. You don't know something, you never ask. Your husband is telling you something at home about something technical, something engineering, something. And you don't know, you just say, now I'll not try. Ask. Ask. Don't be proud. Ask my wife. I'm always asking questions. What does this one mean? What does that word mean? If I'm reading something, I say a word, I call her, and she read English in school, and she knows book. You know, she can put a notebook, and she's intelligent. So I always ask her, what does this mean? There was one, I forgot one place where I was, where I asked the meaning of a word in the morning. I went somewhere in the evening among big people, and they used that same word. Imagine if I have not asked in the morning. So they'll come talk about it. Pastor, can you put now, sir? I'm shy. When you call, you don't know the word. Ask, y'all. It might save you. The pastor talking now, sir. They use the word in the evening. Imagine if I didn't ask. Number three, be observant. I'm talking about how to develop my mind. Be observant. Hey, observe. It might become a habit with you. Observe things. Especially when you go to places you've never been, or you go amongst people you've never hung out with. Observe. One day I nearly disgraced my village. I went to eat with some people. You know all this meat they put in stick. They call it a steak, Abby, or kebab. Kebab stuff. All this meat they put on stick. I never chopped one before that time. Very long ago. I think I was not even a pastor very long ago, over like 20 years ago. Now, so, call this jail. They now serve the thing. Everybody was eating. I didn't know that thing. You don't eat it like this direct. You are supposed to eat it from the side so that you can pull out the meat. Or you even use cutlery and cut out. I didn't know that. You know, hungry Nigerian. So the first one, of course, is at the tip. I chopped that one. No problem. I said, today, not today. The second one, you know, fire, chop up. By the third one, I don't want to kill myself, go. I would have died there that day. I would have killed myself. So a young man dies eating kebab. Commit suicide. Observe how other people eating it. When they say eat, now say I'm coming, I'm be drinking wine. They drink the water. Watch how they do them. When you see they're eating there, you can copy. Me, I just chop, go. I nearly kill myself. From that day, I said, we're observing people. Hallelujah. Observe. It's okay to observe. Before you die. For nothing. Observe. When you go to places, watch the cutlery they're using to eat what? They don't use knife to eat bread. Watch how they're doing it. Not because they put color there, you must use it. It's not every color they put that they expect you to use. Someone just seen fork and knife, just get and bread. Don't take fork and knife. Cool down. Watch other people. Watch. And in watching, that's why you must also have the right friends. Because if all your friends are more stupid than you, four for now, don't go chop kebab, don't die there. Say four young men die eating kebab. Because I know advice to myself. I don't know and I don't ask.
So you must have good friends. Bible says, he that walks with the wise, what? Shall be wise. All your friends can be dull, baby. No sense. All of you that be foolish. Look for one people among you that are smart. Make them your friend. Tell them, be coaching me, yeah? You know, say you know something. Me, I don't know something. I would work out with you. Choose your friends. Observe. Hallelujah. You know, efficos are very attractive in school, especially during the exam period. Efficos, very attractive. All the girls like them. Anything they say is funny. Because your passing that exam is tied to that laughter. You must laugh. Whether he's funny or not. So be the person that knows. Know something. People that know are always attractive. Number what? Five. I call this one SSS. SSS. It means self-support services. Self-support services. You were fearfully and wonderfully made, though, but you need maintenance. If you are not maintained, you'll be woefully made. Everything that is fine today, it has been worked on by a man. We didn't leave it the way God made it. When God made the earth, he left everything in a raw state. He expected us to develop it. God didn't make chair. He just made trees. See, if you like, no pluck. Wait for me. Be standing there. He left us to develop it. He gave us inspiration to develop it. So you must maintain that thing that God has made. So it's good to have self-support services. That means develop yourself, your appearance. Work on yourself. A few areas you work on yourself, like your body. Your body. Eat right. Eat the right kind of food. Then do exercises. Do exercises. The average African has no time for exercise. Look for a way that there should be some movement in your body. Some exercise. When I started doing exercises, I had a personal trainer. But you know, we're always doing aerobics. And me, I hate routine. I hate doing one thing over and over again. I hate routine. So every day, same exercise. Leg one, two, up, up. After a while, I started dodging. When you come, I go under the bed. So I discovered that I won't work. So I started playing tennis. That's better for me. I'm looking forward to playing tennis. I'm looking forward to go and meet the guys. And we'll say, I'll win you today. You win me today. I'll learn new skills. That became more fun. So now I look forward to exercising and playing tennis. Before, I used to run away from aerobics. Some of you are good with routine. You continue the one you do. But find some exercise to do. It keeps your body in shape. Just because you've had a child doesn't mean you let your body go. Men are moved by what they see. Very important. Very, very important. So keep your body in shape. Keep your body in shape. Under this SSS, under thing I'm to talk about is your appearance in terms of your dressing. It's not everything that is raining that you should wear. Look for the things that help your figure, the things that help your height, the things that help the way you appear. It's not everything someone is wearing that you should wear. I've seen girls that have stomach bigger than my own, and they are wearing what do you call this top that are here? What do you call that top that girls wear that is on top here? Eh? Is it tank top? What's the name? Guess, tell me now, what's the name? Doing your designer, what's the name? Eh? Those t-shirt that it doesn't reach down, that girl's wear, that it reaches here. Jumper. In short, okay, but the t-shirt reaches here. Eh? Top. Drop top. Thank you. But the point is that the cloth, it reach here. Drop top. So maybe they would have seen on TV. One slim girl that has flat stomach will wear it. You now come to Nigeria, you know you eat Mandedia Maneba here. Your belly is big like this, big past my own. You now wear it. Now be embarrassing the nation. These are the things that make them reject us at the embassy. No, give them visa. This one, they're going to spoil the place. It's not everything they're wearing that will fit you. Some people out there wearing net glasses now. It's not everything that will fit you. You know when you wear it, you look like a... if it fits you, good. If it doesn't fit you, wear the one that you're wearing. That I'm telling you about, you must be confident in yourself. If you see the real people that make waves, they are not always jumping and wearing the raining thing. Check. Check people like Mandela. Check Bill Gates. Check me. Check Pastor Maker. Check. You're getting the point. Check the people making impact in life. They are not always copying what's raining. They are not used to following people.
You're not used to it. Following people. Like, you did what you like. Hey, where am I? If you follow this, you'll be changing your order every week. Oh. Where do you want? Check those people. They don't change car anyhow. Hey, this new car. Where are this car? But I like it. That's why I still use it. I like it. Thank you. Do anyone like using this one? But you see, crowd, people that don't have any esteem, anything raining, they must wear because that's where they draw their esteem from. Hey, what's raining now? Hey! Because they don't like anything about themselves. Clothes don't give me value. I give clothes value. So I don't, this is raining thing. Good luck with you. Good luck. Check the real people that make waves. They're not always jumping, doing everything everybody does. No. They maintain their own style because they like that. All right, very important. So dress in a way that, and if you're a lady, makeup is not bad. Don't just overdo it, because of people they depend on it. And nothing is real on their body. Nothing is real. So you're not married. The man say, "I'm so happy to see you. Thank you, welcome. I love you so much. Yeah, let's sleep." He said, "I'm coming." Before you move your hair, sir. So the hair is not your own, sir. No, it's attachment. It's Australian. It's okay. Okay, lie down and say, "Hey, I'm coming." Now remove your nails. Ah! Nails not be your own, say no. No. Then remove your eyelashes. Ah! Not be you guys. No. If you see the bag, go ahead, they say, empty yourself. Big bag, you put all yourself inside. You don't bring out your eyes. So nobody real, you know. Everything fake. Makeup is okay when you just build on what you already have. Don't try to change your whole self. You not some women, they not look like scarecrow. Everything is, you're afraid of them. Everything is fake. And the third thing, okay, talking about hair. Under the second one I was talking about looking good, please, it's also good to do your hair, especially for women, especially because somehow a woman's hair just affects her look immediately. I'm not saying she go and look for 100,000 naira Brazilian. No. I've told women those things. Men don't know the difference between Brazilian and Australian. No. Please, this will save you money. So that I can even give the money for building project. I'm telling you. Men don't know the difference between Brazilian and Australian. We just know that your hair is fine or is not fine. So that your normal attachment that is 5K, use it. It's okay. Don't go and waste your money and buy 100,000 Australian. I'll be Brazilian. We don't know the difference. And we know women are just oppressing themselves. We're not looking at all those details, though. You're either fine or you are not. Many of the things women are doing is not for men, though, because we don't see it. Most men don't know the difference. Don't know the difference. Ghana weaving and Cotonou weaving, and Lume weaving. Just be fine. It's not amazing that most things in Nigeria are foreign. Ghana weaving, Brazilian hair. Which one be Nigerian? Okay, thank you. So please, you can look good without spending a fortune. Under the same thing, please smell good. Smell good. Smell good. Perfume is not a sin. I know that some people try to make it an issue. That spraying perfume. No, even Jesus, they broke perfume on him. So perfume is not bad, please. Especially in Africa where we sweat. Please, you will need deodorant or roll on. You will need it. If you pretend not to need it, people will be running from you. You notice that you are never in traffic. You wonder why. People are running from. They know the route where they pass. You need roll on, my brother. My sister, you need perfume. Some of you should mix two perfumes, self. Mix it in the pot and put camphor. I'm telling you. I was in a shop one day. I was in a boutique one day, many years ago, where they sell clothes. You know those boutiques that are very, you know, they are very small. They're not so big. One girl entered. Oh boy, everybody feels just strong. We know when they talk loud again. We, even the person in the club just answered the girl quick. We they hold our breath. Immediately she left, the guy just ran and brought her a fresh nap.
Oh boy, you get a smell for Olympics. Her smelling can represent Nigeria. Girl, a boy that is smelling, I can still forgive you. A girl with a smell, what's your, I mean, it doesn't just go. It doesn't go. So please, have a man bath with sponge, yeah? And key soap is for cloth, so it's not for bathing. You know some men, they use one key soap, use and bath, use and wash car, use and wash cloths. Praise God. Please, it's okay to brush. Brush your teeth. They even say now we should be brushing twice a day. Not twice a week. You don't notice you could win argument. Say, come, let's talk. Say, no, you win. We win. Now you win. Brush. If you have issues with other, it's okay to have those sweets, those minty sweets and chewing gum that that can help your breath. It's okay to do that. Use them. What is mouthwash? Very powerful. They can help. Have it in your bag, Seth. With straw. Very tall. Suck small to, to attack your enemy. Praise God. Praise God. So please, smell good. It's important to smell good. All right. Number what now? Number six. I'm about to close. Number six. Be a giving and a caring person. That means be a loving person, as a matter of fact. Be a loving person. It makes you attractive. It makes you attractive. Proverbs 19:6. DJ, let's see what's there. Proverbs 19:6. Be a caring and a loving person. There's just something about people that are caring and loving. He said, many will entreat the favor of the prince. As a woman, it's a prince you're looking for. He said, and every man is a friend to him that what? Giveth gifts. Now, I'm not talking about you giving things to buy people. Because some people do that. They give just because they are looking for psycho fans. They're looking trying to win people's affection. No. But I mean, as a nature, as a part of you, generally be more caring. Be generous. People like people that are generous. They like people that are giving. You can be a husband and wife, and you still need to be giving of your spouse. It's important. Once you can imbibe that habit of being a giving and a caring and a loving person, you are naturally more attractive. People are attracted to people that give. So develop that habit. You might not be so rich. It might be small things you give. It might be giving you your time. It might be giving a compliment. You know that people that they don't give compliments. Just you are looking for anything. Say waiting, say nothing. No. If somebody looking and say, oh boy, this is a shoe too bad, man. It's your shirt. Give compliments. You might never have nothing money. It's free. It doesn't reduce you. If somebody's hair is nice, tell her hair is nice. You know, so some women have issues with that. Say she wants to oppress with her shoe. No, tell her shoe is fine. No, it doesn't take anything from you. Be a giving person. That's how Rebecca in the Bible got her husband. She was giving to that old man. She wasn't planning to marry the old man because a woman only gives to put on to marry. Say, this boy, I think I would like to marry him. So you now start giving him every day. Every day, give him pepper soup. Give him soup. Give him yam. Give him beans. He will know you want to marry him. Be a giving person. It's one of the things that attracts me to people. Let me not lie, I hate stingy people. Some people, they're stingy themselves. They walk like this. They don't even wave their hand. Waving their hand is too general. They walk like this. Cool down. Cool down. They're too stingy. Be a giving and caring person. Hebrews chapter 13. Hebrews 13. The Bible gives us wisdom there. Hebrews 13 verse 1 to 3. Hebrews 13, 1 to 3. The Bible gives us wisdom there. He said, let what? Brotherly love continue. Let it continue. Look at verse 2. He says, be not forgetful to what? Entertain strangers. For thereby some have entertained what? Angels unaware. For you that are single, your angel is the person you might marry. Or the brother or the cousin to the person you might marry. Or the father of the person you might marry. What did verse 3 say? He said, remember them that are in bonds as with them that suffer. Maybe that's okay. It's not important. But 1 and 2.
Be generous. Be kind. Don't be kind only to the man that you want to marry. No, be kind generally. Makes you very attractive. There are some people that go to a certain place to buy things because the sales girl is very nice. She's always smiling. Okay, welcome. What do you want? Okay, I should go and change it for you. Okay, they're very nice. So the guy will just be, they will go in there to buy that thing. They will travel far to just go to that shop. But when people are nasty, even if they are near you, you say, oh, man, they buy here, they go far. Because the girl is so nasty. Or the guy is so nasty. Be nice. Be caring. It makes you attractive. Some people are so self-obsessed. Everything in life is about them. They will never go out of their way to make another person happy. Oh, be kind. Be nice. Then lastly, number 7. This one is serious. Live a holy life. Live for God. Godly people are always attractive. You can't help that. This one will keep you attractive till you die. Psalm 45, verse 7. Psalm 45, verse 7. When you live holy, it makes you anointed, it makes you attractive. Look at verse 45, verse 7. It said, thou lovest what? Righteousness. And hatest what? Wickedness. Therefore, God, thy God, had anointed thee with what? The oil of gladness above thy fellows. You are now above your fellows. You are anointed. Live a holy life. Love righteousness. Live for God. It's not just trying to be moral. We're talking about living for God. Living by God's principles. Stop the lying. Stop the cheating. Stop the stealing. Live for God. Do things God's way. Do things God's way. I'm not talking about you go to church. No. Once, you see, and usually when I see people, I can tell. Once you are immersed in the things of God, there's a way you live. There's a way you are. Some people are just on the surface of the things of God. They go to church, everything, but it's not inside them. It's just something, a ritual they do on Sundays. But when you become a righteous, a holy person, everywhere you go, it becomes a part of you. You are not moved by where you are. You can be among people and they are all drinking and you tell them, no, I don't drink. They are all smoking. You say, no, I don't smoke. They are all doing one crazy. You say, no, I won't do that. Because you respect and honor God. It's not about that I go to church. No. I used to go to church too. Those days I used to smoke in their hemp. But something has to change inside you. In Songs of Solomon chapter 1, verse 3. Let's look at it. Song of Solomon chapter 1 verse 3. There's something. There's a glow that comes upon you when you become a child of God, immersed in the things of God. He said, because of the savour of thy good ointments, he said, thy name, thy name ointment poured forth as what? I'm not saying that well. Poured forth. Therefore do the virgins do what? Love thee. Once you are walking and living for God, that ointment and that anointing will come on you. He said, therefore do the virgins love me. People will naturally be attracted to you. Live a holy life. Live for God. Oh, like I said, I'm not talking about religion. I mean, you have a relationship with God. When you become truly born again and you are immersed, I'm not just saying you are in the surface. I mean, you are immersed in the things of God. You really have a living relationship with God. There's something that will be glowing about you. When Moses stayed with God for 40 days, the Bible said when he came out, his face was shining so much that they couldn't look at him. They told him to cover his face with a veil. Can you imagine that? Because it was in God's presence. And when you live holy like that, you are continuously in God's presence. You are continuously doing things that please God. You will have a glow around you. You will have a favor around you. People will usually be able to tell that there's something different about you. They'll be able to tell that something has changed about you. If you are here today under the sound of my voice and you have not given your life to Christ, this is a good day and a good time to do so. I'm telling you, you will naturally carry favor. You will carry that anointing of God. You will carry that oil of gladness above your fellows. There will be something that will shift and change about you naturally. People will look at you and they're able to see the glory of God. When you have that glory, even if your clothes are not fine, you will still look fine. When you have that glory, even if your shoes are not fine, you will still look fine. Even when you have that glory, even if your skin looks like it has something, but there's a glory that shines more than your complexion. There's a glory. There's an anointing that is more powerful than the cream that you rub. Than all the soaps that they've given you that are cosmetics. There's one that rubs on you that is called the glory of God.
It is better than any cream. Hallelujah. If you are here today and you are not born again, or maybe you were born again before and you have lost your relationship with God, I want to pray with you today. I want all heads to be bowed. Please just bow your heads wherever you are. If you are here today and you are not a born again Christian and you want to be honest enough so that we pray with you, just raise your right hand. Raise your right hand up. You say, Pastor, I am not born again. I want to meet Jesus Christ. I want to be born again today. Just raise your right hand. You might be a man, you might be a woman, right here under the sound of my voice. Just raise your right hand. Raise your